ABC Radio Australia.
To a bit of sport now. We're following the NRL agreement being announced in December last year in Australia. The host city, Port Moresby, for the new franchise PNG NRL Dream Team came alive last night after an official signing between the PNG government and the Australian government took place. The signing formally recognises PNG's entry into the NRL in Australia and was attended by everyone who participated in ensuring that this NRL team is game ready come 2028. Prime Minister James Manapi emphasised the need to have such sporting events as a tool for development, and despite its diversity, sporting events unifies PNG. Guest speaker of the occasion was none other than former Melbourne Storm captain Cameron Smith, and our PNG reporter Belinda Cora filed this story after speaking to NCD's Governor Powis Puckle.
Let's now go and meet our governor for NCD, Powis Puckle, to find out how he's feeling this evening after this very momentous occasion as part of the PNG NRL Dream Team to be part of the competition in 2028. Thank you very much, Governor, for your time with us here on Pacific Beat. And what a night. Congratulations. Sir. Can you just explain to our listeners here in the region what actually happened this evening at this Hubert Murray Stadium here in Port Moresby, another historical stadium? And how are you feeling right now?
Yeah, I'm very elated and very excited. It's a great time, and especially with this announcement audition by the NRL to allow PNG to have a franchise. That's a dream come true for PNG. We always want to have our team in the very top-notch, well competition. And so the addition by the NRL and Australian government is very significant, but it's also for us a game changer because it will really get us to lift our standard, be NRL ready, and also be internationally ready as well in all aspects, in both, let's say, the games infrastructure and the city's infrastructure, and also in terms of the ambience and the lifestyle and everything. It's a big challenge, but also we have to look at the opportunity. It will be a great opportunity for us, for tourism, for all the economy, an opportunity for us to promote amazing Port Moresby too. We'll be on the regional and global spotlight, so the challenges are many, but the opportunity is more immense. And that's why we are excited about this opportunity. So for me as governor, I am, very, very happy with this decision. And we will be game ready come 2028. Prime Minister said he'll be the water boy. It's a moment to look forward to. So the city, as I said, we are ready, willing, and able to be a host of a franchise, not just to be competitive on the field, but to be, ready in terms of the ambience and lifestyle and everything that NRL and the players want for us to be competitive in attracting, world-class players to come and live in Port Moresby, whether from Australia or New Zealand or from Tonga, Fiji, or Samoa, or from the UK or France. We will be ready.
I know it's been a hard couple of days in the capital itself, but you still said that we're going to be game ready. Yes. What is your message to our city residents, despite all the challenges to do with law and order, violence, the killings of our women in the city has been appalling, and it's affected a lot of women here, and also our residents themselves. What is your message to our city residents in this time when it's a celebratory occasion, but at the same time we are faced with this challenge that you will be assuring that we will be taking care of?
Yes, I acknowledge these challenges. They are real challenge, and I am not denying that they exist in our city, but we can be bigger and greater than that. And I'm confident we will overcome this challenge, and we will make our city, safe and peaceful for all our people, especially women and girls. Prime Minister has made this pronouncement that you cannot come and support this team if you are not a team player. And team player meaning our young men, boys and men, they should learn to respect women and girls, and we be part of the same equation. So you know, as I say, we'll be game ready. We will be addressing those type of challenges as well. So in our budget this year, our priority is safety and security.
And that was Governor for NCD, Poes Parkop, who has just been giving us a rundown of how he's feeling after this momentous occasion here at the Sir Hubert Murray Stadium following the signing, and also expressing his reassurance to residents and the region that Port Moresby will be game ready come 2028.